Minecraft Me is brought to you by viewers and listeners like you on Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/Minecraft to support the show that's all about Minecraft. From beginner to expert, thanks to you, we're able to put an awesome show on the air. For more information, head over to patreon.com/Minecraft.
This is Minecraft Me, a show that is about Minecraft, where we bring you some of the most awesome tutorials on the internet, reviews of mods and pack picks that you can use when you play. We take you on awesome adventures, all with Chase and Joe.
Hey everybody, welcome again to another edition of Minecraft Me. This is the show that is entirely about the game from Mojang and Microsoft called Minecraft. It doesn't matter if you're a beginner or an expert, we'd like to walk you through and show you some of the awesome things this building blocks game can do. My name is Chase Nunes, and joining me on this Tuesday episode is my good friend, guide, and teacher, Mr. Joseph Falby. Hey, Joe. How you doing, man? What's
good.
What's going on? We're recording this on Dr. Seuss's birthday. It's like we meant to do this.
Yes, we definitely meant to do that.
Yes, we did this about a year ago.
Right.
Yes, because if you've been following along at home, kids, we've been recording these ahead of time 2 years ago.
Right.
So I like to congratulate the San Francisco Giants for winning the 2015 World Series and the Seattle Seahawks.
You can't say that because somebody's going to go put money on it. And then they're going to blame you when they lose.
Yeah.
Because you know. I mean, we are that far ahead. You already know that the Giants are not going to take it. It's going to be that little-known AAA team, the Portland Beavers, or Beaverton Beavers, are going to come
up.
They're going to get called in the major leagues.
Stop.
And
They're not AAA, Joe.
Whatever. I don't even know.
The Beaverton, whatever they are, Hops? Are they the Hops? I thought they're the Hillsboro Hops.
I don't even know. I have no idea.
See? Wow.
They throw a ball around and pretend to hit it with a bat. I don't
know. Why do I know that?
I don't know. So what are they? If they're not AAA, what are they?
I think they're single A. They're single A.
Whatever. They'll be called up. They'll be called up because all of the other teams will be died, will be killed in a meteor strike at the All-Star game.
Joe, remember Back to the Future 2, Dave and Victor in the chat room has just pointed this out to us. The Cubs win the World Series this year. It's the Cubs. Yeah. The Cubs.
Yeah, and Jurassic Park, or not Jurassic Park, although that is going to relaunch now, thanks very much. Yeah. What was it, Jaws 7?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? Jaws it was like 7 or something?
Rocky 14. All right, it doesn't matter. Let's move on.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, you guys, we...
Jaws 9.
We threw out a challenge to you guys about 2 weeks ago, and that was for Dr. Seuss's birthday today to create an awesome Dr. Seuss creation. We did give a limitation, and the limitation was what, was it 25 by 25 footprint, I believe it's what it was?
Yeah,
so
sure.
They couldn't go any bigger than that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So we're going to unveil those. But our top news story, and if you guys were paying attention, I know I threw these notes in there to see if anybody actually reads them. But on the last episode, you know, we took off and we started on the Feed the Beast. We showed people some real basic storage options to get you started.
Yep. And the first kind of storage things you should be thinking about.
Yep. And one of the things that we talked about and we kind of flirted around and told people about was the new Feed the Beast server. And so what I did secretly, it wasn't really secret. I just put it in the show notes about our new Feed the Beast server and the new Patreon option. And I just put it in there to see if anybody paid attention, and sure enough, 8 people did, and they're already on the list. So we're going to talk to you guys about the Patreon, and we're going to talk to you about Feed the Beast right now. So if you've been wanting to know about our Feed the Beast server that we're going to be launching, this is where you do not want to skip this section, because I know a lot of you guys skip the news, which is okay, and we're going to tell you all about it right now. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
We're going to be launching the Feed the Beast server in April, Now, it may not happen on April 1st, and actually that'd be kind of weird. So maybe we won't do it on April 1st, maybe April 2nd or 3rd. But at least it's going to happen in April, okay? So here's the deal. If you go over to patreon.com/Minecraft, if you head over to that website right now, you will notice the page looks like it always does. We have 68 awesome patrons right now. And, you know, everything here is the same. You know, why, you know, we're doing this and it will be remaining free. But if you contribute, what do you get? And, you know, you see all these things. But if you notice down here, there's a brand new level. It's going to be at $10 or more per month. And this is what we call the Ultimate Builder Patreon, the Diamond level. So here's how it works. As you notice, there is a limit on here. It is 32-player limit. And the reason why we're putting a limit on it, and Joe can explain more, but it really comes down to server resources. Feed the Beast involves a lot more server resources than your basic Minecraft multiplayer server. So we're going to limit to it right now to 32. If it can handle 32, we will increase it. Okay, but there are a couple of things that you guys need to know about when it comes to the Patreon on this. Now, first off, we've always said, hey, if you sign up for the Patreon today or tomorrow, you know, we'll get your rewards to you as soon as possible. Okay, but to prevent abuse and also due to the whitelisting that we have to do on the Feed the Beast server, because we can't use any kind of preventive building plugins, you know, like grief prevention that we have right now on a current server, we're going to make you buy into it. So essentially, if you sign up now during the month of March, and these eight people, they're already in because their cards have charged for the month of March. They're already in. So when the Feed the Beast server launches, they're ready to go. But if you sign up now during the month of March, when your card gets charged on April 1st, 2nd, usually happens around there, we will have you all ready to go for that Feed the Beast launch. You'll be in there on day one. Okay? I think it's pretty simple to see. Now, here's the other cool thing. Now, I've tweaked the Patreon a bit. So, for example, when you sign up for the Patreon, if you put your Minecraft account name in the street address field in line one, it doesn't do any address verification if that's the only thing you enter. So we get your Minecraft name right at the start. We do not have to send you a survey. So as soon as the server launches, we'll have your name in there, and boom, you'll be ready to go. We will still have, for those who want to support us at a higher level but don't want Feed the Beast access, we'll still have the Redstone available to you. 13 of you are still in on that. And if you just want creative access and you still want your name in lights, we still have the $5 a month or more month level, excuse me, as well. So we basically, the reason why you know, we're doing the $10 for that is obviously server resources, but also to try to raise more money for the Patreon as well. Did I get all that? Well, Joe, anything you want to add on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So yeah, the limitation on Feed the Beast is yeah, it's a lot more server intensive. So that's why there's a limit of 32. I'm thinking that we probably won't ever have 32 people on at the same time. So we might be able to raise that a little bit. But right now, I would way rather play it safe than not. So
especially
if you want to be in the first.
Yeah.
Especially for patrons. Yeah. We want to make sure you have a good experience. So if you want to make sure you're in the first group, again, just get signed up now. And you'll have access to it as soon as it goes live. I'm thinking it'll be that first weekend in April. So it'll probably be sometime between the 3rd and the 5th is when it'll go live. And now, it will need some testing.
Oh, yeah.
So I may...
Are you saying you might pull some patrons in for testing?
I might look for some patrons to come in and help me test the server and make sure that it works. It probably won't be on the map that goes public, but it might be like, you know.
Well, the good news is we already have eight patrons in here that have already, they're locked in. They've paid. Their payments are through. So
clearly those will be the first eight that I tap if I need any testing or anything like that. So I'm hoping that we'll have a claim system, sort of like group prevention, so that you can limit, you can say this is my land, not yours.
Now, I
got to
say this right off the top here.
Yeah.
First off, we love you patrons. We love you a lot. But we will not stand for anybody breaking any of the overall server rules
right
on our website at geekgamer.tv/mcserverinfo. those same rules apply to the Feed the Beast server. No griefing, stay out of each other's way.
Yep.
Don't be
mean. And honestly, that's a big part of why the Feed the Beast server is going to be in not invite only, but a whitelisted Patreon only server. One is to comply with Mojang's rules.
That's true.
Right? I mean, that makes it simple. The other is we want to make sure the environment is safe and friendly for the people who are in there. We don't want to have a roving band of griefers come into the server and just wreak havoc.
Right.
Because it's a lot easier to do that stuff. It's a lot more possible to do that stuff with
it could still it could still happen. I mean, someone could say, "Yeah, I'm going to pay the $10, wait for the charge to go through,
right,
and still grief."
And definitely. And as soon as they're found out, which will probably be really reasonably quickly, they'll be banned.
Yes, they'll be banned forever, and I'll keep their money.
And not only will they be banned from the Feed the Beast server, that ban will also go to the public server.
Oh, yeah.
So remember that. What you do on one server will affect what happens to you on all of our servers. Yeah. So
we'll be using Direwolf 20, correct? That mod
Direwolf 21710, the mod pack that we showed off in our last episode where we did the storage.
All right.
We'll be using that mod pack, the Direwolf 21710, which seems to be a pretty good pack. A lot of people are using it. I'm not planning at this point to pull any pieces of it out. You know, you can disable certain mods and stuff like that. I'm thinking we'll leave it the way it is, and we'll just see how that goes. I will add a couple of extra plugins just to try to organize things. I think I can get it to run with a crippled version of grief prevention, so people still have claims and stuff like that. But that'll be about it.
Okay.
And then there's a few other decisions that we have to Chase. You and I have to discuss and make some final decisions on a few things. So
yeah,
but we'll see.
Now. Now, just to show you guys here, we are trying to shoot for this goal here of a Let's Play FTB show. Basically, it would be myself, Joe, Cameron Man, and John, Jess Ducky Kessler, where we'll just do a Let's Play where we'll turn on the recording. It will be something special for you guys who support us on Patreon. It'll be released to you guys first. It'll be the first exclusive content that really, outside of my, brief vlogs that I do, it'll be just for you guys. So I really want to try to hit this goal. And this way it gives us a little bit of a buffer of making our server payment as well as putting resources into the show and into servers and things like that. So really would love to try to hit this goal. And even if you can't support the $10 a month level, we just ask a dollar. We ask $1 per month. That's 25 cents per episode of Minecraft goodness. I know there's a lot of you guys out there who say, hey, I can't do 5. I can't do 10. It's tough. A dollar would be awesome. So if you guys can contribute that as well, go to patreon.com/Minecraft. If you want to get yourself in line, we'll be launching the Feed the Beast server in April. Really can't wait for that. I honestly, you guys, I'm excited about the real advanced options because that's one of the things after, we do, 160 plus episodes of the show. We've touched on it just not even the surface. You know how like a mosquito is on the surface of the water, but that it's that thin layer of film that's on the water because it's not heavy enough to break it. We're not even barely on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patreon.
Totally.
Patreon.com/Minecraft. So there you go, you guys. We are excited to launch it. If you have any questions about it, feel free to drop them in our forums at geekgamer.tv/forums. That'll probably be the best way because I know a lot of mods are excited about this as well as we are. So cannot wait to do that. But now, Joe, it's now time to put on a hat. I wish I had a cat in the hat. I really wish I had some green eggs and ham, but I don't. But we issued a challenge, Joe, and that was a couple weeks ago, to build an awesome Dr. Seuss creation. Do you remember your first memory, Joe, of Dr. Seuss? My first memory was going to the library in my small little hometown of Sonoma, California, and sitting in this big bean bag, and the hardcover was just barely hanging on. It was a Cat in the Hat, and I took like the whole stack of any Dr. Seuss book that was in availability at the library, and I would take it home and I would read it, and so much fun. And those are my fondest memories. Do you have any memories like that at all when you were little?
Not specifically a Dr. Seuss. I mean, I remember a lot of the books. I just don't have a distinct single memory of Dr. Seuss and his books. I remember Green Eggs and Ham, of course. But honestly, the weird thing for me is I keep wanting to say Green Eggs and Spam, because I like Spam. Don't you judge me. I like Spam. I don't have any real distinct memories of that. There's other books that I remember a lot that are of the same sort of time period, same sort of book, but not necessarily Dr. Seuss books. But I remember a lot of his books. Green Eggs and Ham seems to be the one that sticks out the most in my mind. The Grinch was always a good one, too. That would come out around Christmas. And the Cat in the Hat to a lesser degree. I don't think we were as big a Cat in the Hat family as some, but we definitely did a lot of Dr. Seuss when I was growing up. It's just we did a lot of books when I was young, so it's more like one in a crowd of some really good books rather than something that really sticks out as an individual book that's fantastic to me.
Sweet.
So
well, cool, man. Well, I'm excited to see what our community came up with. We have 11 entries. Norm's Girl had to enter twice, so we're not going to harm Norm's Girl on that one, but that's okay. But we got some great entries, so let's go ahead and jump into the server. And so here is the first one here. This was sent into the show by Alicia MC, and this is just named Eggs and Ham.
I think these are numbered wrong.
Are they?
Yeah, because if you go in here, it looks more like Cats in the Hat to me.
Maybe this.
I didn't see any Green Eggs and Ham here.
Wait a minute. Who built this one then?
That's a really good question. Alicia MC.
Well, that says Seuss 1, Eggs and Ham.
I see that.
Is there something on top? No.
No, it's just open.
Well, I'm just gonna call it Eggs and Ham. And a lot of cats in a hat.
I think it's cats in a hat.
That's
my guess.
I will blame. Anyway. I don't like to call out our producers on this show, but I'm going to blame our producers on this show right now. So I just did that. So
okay. Well, maybe some of the cats are named eggs.
Maybe
ham.
I don't know, but
no, they all appear to just be cats.
They're all cats. So, but this was done by Alicia MC, according to the claim. So. I love the design. Very well done. Lots of wool, and lots of cats.
Yes.
Wait, we got some.
And
blocks
it does
missing.
Look like a cat in the hat. What? Yeah, I noticed that. A few blocks are missing.
Are you okay there, Joe? Does that help with your OCD a little bit? I mean, I know it's tough.
I'll put
him. Yeah.
In there. Okay. All right. Let's get back out here. All jeez.
Right. Here, kitty. All right. So this one was done. This is entry number one. And we'll have to call it number one here, because if we don't, it might confuse some people.
Yes. Yeah. So, I think that would.
But it is by Alicia MC, and this is number one. This is Eggs and Ham, according to the description, but obviously not. It's a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I mean, it appears to be cats in a hat.
Yes. It. All right. Yeah.
All right. So number two from Norm's Girl.
Yes.
The first of two from Norm's Girl.
Yes.
This is rather more clearly a cat in a hat, a cat wearing a hat.
I was going to say a cat wearing a hat. Now, is this a viewing platform just for us?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Now we're in survival mode, FYI, you guys.
Yes.
So obviously someone had to go way out in the water and build it on a platform. So very, very well done.
Yeah.
But let's fly over and check this out here.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just kidding.
Having a hard time.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just flying off there.
Well, there's cats over here,
more cats as they drawn in. I love the cat here. The nice kitty cat. More cats down here. There's cats everywhere. I think this is going to be an ongoing theme. It actually kind of goes with the sound here. Can you go in? That would sound weird. I was going to say,
not really.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but there's not much in there.
Yeah, nah, fair enough. Just a lot of wool.
Yeah, a lot of wool.
A lot of wool. But you know, all these cats around actually add to the atmosphere, because you hear these cats meowing and you think it's the main cat meowing, the big cat meowing.
Yeah, that's true. And Although if it meowed at the same at a scale level to the rest of cats, yeah, it would be quite loud. It would be you would hear it. Everyone in the server would know
now,
when the cat was meowing.
So I guess the glass platform is 25. I guess. And
I would guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I can check. But yeah. My guess is it
yeah.
is.
I mean, obviously the cat's well within that that platform. Even going
it
up,
is, yes.
going up right to the edge, as you can see, we have measured, and you can see even the nose does not go over the border. So
yeah, the platform is 25 by 25.
Yeah, so right up to the border as night falls over the beautiful Minecraft meat world. Norm's girl is quick to let us know. Yes, it's 25 by 25. She measured meticulously here on this So very very well done. I love the hat. And what's
yep.
And who's up on? Oh, and there's Norm's girl on top of the cat, on the cat, on the hat, on the cat, on the hat. So said I am. The cat. All right, I'm not even going to try that. All
right. Right. So the next one is also Norm's girl. A plate of green eggs and ham, which is just over here to the other side, just on the other side of the cat.
Sam I am, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Green eggs and ham?
Yeah, green. Yeah, it's
you're right over there,
do you
Joe?
Want me to tell? Do you? Yeah. Do you want me to teleport you the 30 feet to come over here? Or are you gonna fly
it's,
over here?
It's over there. I didn't realize it was right next door.
Yeah. Sorry. It's like, why are you just standing there? It's right. Are you expecting me to teleport you? It's
yeah.
It's,
just yeah. bring me right on over. All right. So here's the.
It's like seriously. There's lazy, and then there's that's impressive.
Yeah, that's super impressive. So first off, we got the eggs here. And the fork made of steel fence there.
Iron bars.
I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that.
You will, too, because there's no such thing as an iron fence.
Yeah. And then you have the green eggs and ham and delicious ham.
It looks like green ham and eggs.
Yeah, I was going to say the ham doesn't look, I don't think the ham's supposed to be green. Right,
and the eggs don't. I mean, they're green yolks.
Are these like free of gluten? Maybe
gluten free eggs.
Gluten free eggs and ham.
I don't know. Maybe
I am.
I've no idea. I'm at a loss at this point.
All right, fair enough.
It's really far too late for me to be doing this. This. It's been that kind of day.
I hear
anyway,
you.
No,
hear you.
I would say it is definitely eggs and ham, but I would call this white eggs and green ham.
Nice. Okay.
But still, yeah, it's clearly eggs and ham. I think that it
yes.
looks really good.
It works for me.
Even if I think the colors are backwards.
Yes.
But you know what's going to happen? We're going to make this comment, and by the time people go to vote, she'll have fixed it and turned it the other way.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Because people will just go and vote.
Because they'll have the buttons. They can come visit this.
That's true. That's true. How do you feel about that? You know, we need to make a provision about that. It's like once it's on the show, you shouldn't be able to touch it. Because that's kind of cheating, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
you're adjusting your entry after the show.
Yeah,
this is your entry. This is like you put the slip
in
the box.
That's true. It. So should we turn this into an admin claim then, so she can't change it?
Oh. Well, let's move on. Let's move on.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to make her upset. So.
Yiwen Bowen. I haven't seen an entry from Yiwen Bowen before, and this is called "It's a Hat from Cat in the Hat Where You Can Live In. Please Go Into It." So, as we can hear, we got a lot of chickens around us. So here it is.
Here, a lot of chickens.
A lot of chickens here. So we can go inside the hat. So here's the hat, Joe.
Here's the hat.
All right. So how do we get? Whoa.
What? Oh, now I'm stuck. Yeah. Don't stand on the pressure plate.
No, I'm not going to.
I know what happens.
All right. Wait. And
so,
there's
got to be a door, right?
So. Yeah, it's over here. But look at this. Look what he's done.
That's where they want to put it. Okay. Your rooms are upstairs, Chase and Joe.
Oh, very nice. Okay. All right.
Joe's room, please look in the chest. Oh, there's a book and quill and a I wonder if PvP is on sword.
And so I'm going to go up here. I bet you there's going to be something in mine chest. How much you want to bet? A bucket of lava?
Probably, yeah.
Bucket of lava?
Yes!
Yes! Glorious. Glorious.
It's getting a little predictable, though.
The only problem is you and Bowen, you spelled favorite wrong.
What? No, he didn't.
No, it's a Canadian thing. Or
he spelled it right. No, yeah, he spelled it correctly. I'll see what the problem is.
I'm just playing. But I knew, and a book and quill. So I can write about my experience.
Well, no. If you middle click on it drag it to your inventory, see if you can do that. Oh, right. You were having some middle clicking problems before.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can.
Hold on here. I got to clear some stuff in my inventory here. Forgive me. Yeah. All right. There we go. And now let me open that up.
You got to middle click on it.
Yeah, I am. It's unbringing it
but
down.
But you can't. Yeah. You were having middle click problems, remember?
Nope. I can't bring it down.
Oh. Yeah. All right, I'll grab a copy.
That's
so the book says, "This is your room. Have fun and good dreams. Sleep, and you will dream of Dr. Seuss stories. Also, think of lava."
I will always think of lava, and I'm not invisible anymore. So I don't know why that is. Oh wait,
please give me a sign that you have been here. I can't join the live show because I live in Germany, and the live shows are about midnight.
I thought I didn't know.
There you go. Now you should be able to open.
Yeah,
it.
There we go. I was invisible. That was my fault.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway,
I got booted. Said invalid book data. So he wants us to leave a sign that we were here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what his the book to you said.
All right, so here we go.
So here's what I'm thinking.
We were
No. Here. I'm gonna do this here.
I'm gonna go chase. There we go.
There you go. I added a sign that we were here.
Where was your sign?
Right there.
Oh, that kind of sign. I like that. All right,
I left a mark, yeah.
And there underneath, it's dripping lava, right? No.
I don't know.
Hey, Joe.
Chase, why don't you come over here? Come over and take a closer look.
You mean right here?
Just
right here?
Just right there. Right there? Just right there. Just right there.
There
you go. Good job. Or I'll stand over here.
Yay.
All right. I was gonna just.
I picked it. Away. All right. So.
All right.
All right. There we go. Awesome stuff.
That was Ewan Bowen, and the next one is Dog King 64.
Doja King.
Dog King.
Doja King.
It's Dog King.
It's the Doja Coin thing, but
no,
it looks like
Dog
it was
coin.
Also done
Dog
by TDA Booze.
Tita Booze.
All right. Yeah. And this is called Dr. Seuss's submission, made of all stained clay, and you can go inside it by going in the back of the head. So first off, here's the head. This looks great. Wow.
This is really cool. I love that it's partway underground, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very innovative. And drop down here, and you got to be careful. There's a fall damage there. But here's the problem. How do you get out of here?
Oh, there's a not a staircase, but a thing over here.
Oh, okay.
Now you can come up this way.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Yep.
Who we got here?
And then
there's Doja King 64 right there.
Dog King 64. Yeah,
it's Doja King.
Dog King.
Yeah.
And then here. Oh, they can see you now. That's why they're following you around.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
That's all right. That's cool. No worries.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, first off, this is innovative. This is really cool. I mean, you got built it into the ground, and then you have this like little bridge that comes across here. This is nice. Please read. All right, so let me take a look here. Oh my goodness! Look at this. It's like a face of lava and fire.
And, yeah, I wonder how they get the fire blocks in there.
Oh, so I'm gonna get this Read Me book here. All right, so I got that. So let me go do it here. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss. So freaking cool. That's awesome. There was one other thing in here, I think. And it had a
There's a description.
Yeah, description. So I'm going to bring that down here. Here we go. bring this up, and it says, the sun, it did shine. The weather was perfect to build. It needed something on it, that rolling grass hill. So we added some clay, that Doji King and I, a tall striped hat, and a classy bow tie. Oh, Joe, this is good. This is really good. And there in a flash, just as quick as that, there sat the huge head of the Cat in the Hat. Although just his head and his shoulders we see, along with thing number one and thing number two, that makes three. From his dirt and stone pit, it's at us that he gazes. But while he does, that I owe a few certain praises. A thanks to the admins and all the mods, too, is quite like, frankly, much overdue. And for Chase and Joe, that mighty duo, for Joe, here's a bow, and to Chase, here's some lava. By T. Daboos. Thanks, guys. Awesome. Wow. Joe, that is epic, I gotta say. And this
is epic.
And this is where you get to the Lorax. So if you go down here, and then you got to jump. All right. Oh my gosh, Joe, this just keeps going. This
it does.
Is, and here's the secret place.
Yep.
Too legit to quit, Lorax. I speak for the peas, and there's some peas. There you go.
Yep.
Joe. Wow.
This is nice. This
wow.
is cool.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to fly up these.
Yeah, it takes too long to walk. To go up ladders, it's slow. That's pretty cool. I love it. It does look really nice in the box coming out of the ground. And it's in a present coming out. The top is open on the present, I think, or a locked or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's anyway, or maybe it's
in a box.
It's
clearly the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, it's clearly,
which is awesome.
It's great job. Awesome job. Love it. Love it. Very good. All right. Let's move on to the next one here. This one was done by Tammy Tam 55. This is the Lorax based on the 1971 book by Dr. Seuss. Long before Going Green was in Seuss's, was on the side of taking care of the environment. This is our salute to him and his stand. Please make sure to read the signs by the Lorax's feet, and thank you. And look at this. Just, wow. This is so cool. All right, and this is great. Let's check this out here. So, built by Tammy Tam 55. Don't let her fool you. This was really built by Lucy Pensvey, while Tammy Tam 55 me wasn't feeling well. She is a great help and wonderful friend, and I'm glad to have her on the Minecraft Me server. And this, man, this is great. It's got the little, I just love this. This is so cool. Wow. And, there's something going on over in this neck of woods. I've lost frame rate.
There is a zombie inside of the Lorax's head.
Oh, oh, fair enough.
But just one.
Just one. Oh, that's nice. Okay. But this is great. Nice job here on this build. Yeah. And looks
nicely done.
Nicely done. Great detail. And so cute. We're being told to kill the zombie. We don't have time to kill right now. And up, there's Tammy Tam 55. Hi. So welcome. This is great stuff. Oh, hi, kitties. All right. Joe, what are you doing?
I'm looking at the zombies in the head.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's enough.
Okay. So it's a very, very, very nice. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one. And this one is done by Natalator. And it is the Hall of Seuss. And he basically says, in the room, look on the wall for some objects depicting some of Dr. Seuss's books. Don't forget to sign your name at the end of the poem book. And it's Nate Talor. All right. So let's jump. Oh. Well, first off, I got to look at the side here. So as you can see, just looks like a nondescript little hat here. Nothing major. Nothing going on here. But let's head inside here. Let's take. I'm distracted by all these builds around me, Joe. Sorry. all right. I'm walking in here. Oh my gosh, here's the Cat in the Hat's whisker. Over here we got the Grinch's fur and Dr. Seuss's poetry. And let's go ahead and I'm going to move this over here, move this over here, move this, take a copy of this, bring it down here. And here it says,
hey, there's a hot air balloon out here.
Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than tin you. Come on, Joe. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. The more you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Today was good. Today was fun. Tomorrow is another one. And only you can control your future, and adults are obsolete children. I'm going to sign it. Sir Chaos.
What?
Well, he said sign it.
Yeah, but why does it say by Sir Chaos?
I don't know. Because I took a copy, weird. I guess. I don't know. But there you go.
Signed. It's an actual book, though.
Yeah, I signed it and put it back. There you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. Whoa. What? Why is it dark? Oh, there it goes. Yay. I love it. This is great.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, man. I'm
liking all the poetry people are doing too. That's pretty cool.
These are great entries. I'm enjoying every one of these. This is like taking me back to when I was a kid. This is really cool stuff. All right, let's move on, Joe, now to the next one here. And this one is from Dead Digger. And this is Dr. Seuss's Land, Enjoy and Stay. Try to name the stories you see. Now, we got a problem here, Joe. Now, are these, the thing is
so,
okay, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I was just going to say.
Okay.
I think the entry is this, the green eggs and ham in the middle here.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not sure.
All right. And
that is only nine. It is only nine blocks to a side. So maybe
true.
It is.
Maybe true.
Let me see.
I do like the signs. Butter side down. Love that.
So I'm not sure actually.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it is definitely smaller. Just that sign is definitely, or just the green eggs and ham are definitely smaller than 25 blocks square.
Okay. All right. So I don't know if there's anything more to this. Oh, and we're being told by Dead Digger, because he's in the chat room right now. It goes from tree to tree, Christmas tree included, and colored trees. Okay. All right. It looks cool. I mean, it's hard. It looks so natural. It was hard to see or hard to differentiate, but very cool.
We're supposed to name the different books we see here.
Well, Lorax.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and
the
Ham.
Grinch.
And the Grinch.
Clearly, obviously,
yes, yeah, we knew that. we're experts.
Yes.
Google should.
What's with the butter side down or butter side up, though? I don't get that.
It's for eggs.
Yeah, but it's not usually butter side. Usually, that's toast, right?
You know, I'm hungry. I want to get one of those buttery jacks from Jack in the Box right now. I really could go for
should
one.
Should have
of those.
Some Brenner. Mm. Brenner sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, let's move on to the next one. Nice job, by the way, Dead Digger. Very good. Love it, man. I love the tree. Oh, boy, lava.
Yeah.
So the next one. This is just a little plate of green eggs and ham and eat up. And look, we're on it right there. Bam. And look.
There we are.
And there's the fork. Nice fork. But I'm really distracted by all this lava over here.
Shocking.
I know. I feel like I'm back in the nether again.
Green eggs and ham in the middle of a nether field, which is in the middle of the overworld.
Yeah, this feels so dark and mysterious.
It does. Who did this? Look, Skeletor.
There's Skeletor.
8849.
There's Skeletor in his castle. How you doing, man?
Nice.
Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yes. Fair enough.
Wow. Thank you, Hatless Magician in the chat room. But, wow. Oh, he was just saying you're probably right.
I can't remember which tower it is, the name of that specific tower.
But you're right, Joe. Yeah, I mean, like, when you're down here, You feel like you're in the Nether. Man, this is like dark and like just like scary.
Well, except for the sky is blue.
All right, well, if you made it night, it would. But there it is. Green eggs and ham. Mm. Ham. I'm hungry.
Nice.
All right.
Okay. Time for Brenner, like I said.
Yeah, I know. It's time now for Mardi Gras 76's entry. So let's check this out.
Let's see. That's this one. Yes. Sorry. It takes me a little.
No problem. Lovely Lauren and I recreated the Lorax here in the Minecraft Me server. And it says right here, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. And this is from Dr. Seuss from the Lorax. And welcome to Thneedville. And let's check it out. And oh my gosh, I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees. And look, there's lovely Lauren right up there at the top of the ladder. We'll go walk across here. Oh, hold on. I don't want to fall. And there's Mardi Gras 76 over there. And look at this, Joe. Wow. Look at this detail.
Can you believe this is only 25 by 25?
I can't.
I just measured it.
I can't.
It really is.
I am astounded by the creativity of every member of our community. Everybody. And by the way, all these are in survival, you guys.
These are all in survival. Not
all
one of them
in
has
survival.
Been creative.
And I am just, wow, you guys are awesome. Yeah. All of you. Just look at the Lorax there. This is so cool. This is so cool. I feel like I'm like five again, and I'm like at the library, and I'm just hanging out. And wow, this is so, so cool. And this is neat. I love it. I love it, you guys. So, man, you guys are going to have some tough votes. I really don't know what to pick at this point, to be honest.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No idea what I'm going to have to come back, actually, and probably check these out again. I'm just that creative. So, awesome stuff, you guys. This was from Mardi Gras and Lovely Lauren. This was entry number 9. We just got a couple of more to get to. Next one is going to be here from Up and Coming. And this is simply a giant version of the Cat in the Hat's hat. There are also some signs included inside. Enjoy. So first off, let's take a look at the outside. And you know what, Joe? I love the fact that every design that we've seen of the Cat in the Hat has been just slightly different and given it some originality. And it's been awesome.
Yeah.
But man, the voting is going to be so hard.
It is.
Gosh. And so let me walk in here and let's take a look here. I built something for this challenge to pay tribute to the great author, Dr. Seuss. I have many good early childhood memories of reading his books, and he's always helped me become the reader I am today. Thanks, Doc. P.S. He's not actually a real doctor. Yeah, that's true. We know that.
Yeah.
But this is great. And it feels bigger than it is because of the no torches at the top of the hat there. I love that. And this is just very, very well done. Nice job. Wow, nice job there. Up and Coming. Man, very, very cool. But last but not least, we do have one final entry. This was from Zauka, and this is a Dr. Seuss-style house. Oh, my gosh. Wow, this is in 25. I just can't believe this, Joe. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I had a problem there with the door getting through. I'll just go over. But look at, I don't even know how to get around in this place. Jeez. Look at this. And there's the house up here. There's a room over here. And this isn't a 25 by 25 footprint, you guys. Look, you can tell. It's in the footprint.
Yeah.
I'm astounded. I'm astounded, you guys. Seriously. I wish they all could be winners. But very well done. Here's some storage facilities, some crafting benches there. Let me step out. Oh, wait. Was that another room? Oh, here's a little bedroom, which is like, didn't even know was over there. Joe,
rooms with windows.
I know. This is just,
it's pretty cool.
This is amazing. Wow. This is an incredible, incredible challenge. And I really, Joe, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know
what to vote on. They're all fantastic.
I don't know. I just don't know.
They're all really, really well done.
So
they're all super creative. They all have their own take. I think this may be a lesson to us. We shouldn't leave it this open next time.
No, we
should make it a little bit more constrained. but
it,
I mean, well, no, I, I'm, no. I'm just kidding. This is amazing. They're all just so cool.
So here's what we're going to do, you guys. Here's what we're going to do. Obviously, we're recording this on a Monday, and I really don't, and a lot of people, they don't download the episode right away. Sometimes it takes a day or two, and I really want to make sure that people vote for these creations. Okay.
Yeah.
So typically we would reveal the results on the very next show. I don't want to do that. I want to give an extended voting period for this challenge because it's so good. You guys, seriously, you guys did an incredible job, and I'm so impressed. You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to once we post this, we'll put a link out there on once we post this episode. So if you're listening to this voice during the recording, we'll have a link to our forums where you can vote on your favorite, and the you'll have until Sunday the 15th when we record our next Minecraft, or actually the Minecraft Meet after the next one. So we'll be doing the Survivor Games on the 8th at 2 p.m. By the way, I forgot to say that at the top of the show. I'll remind you guys again at the end of the show. But Sunday the 15th, we'll be revealing the results for this challenge. And I got to say, I'm just, wow. Wow, wow, yeah. wow, and wow. Looks great. Looks awesome. So
it does.
Now, before we get out of here, we got to head back to Spawn. Because you know what we do at Spawn around this time before we wrap up things up. You know, we walk up the, you hit slash spawn there, you land right there. And then you go up the stairs here, and you go up the next set of stairs. You go out these doors here, and you walk across this nice courtyard here. And Dither's got an extra week on his home theater because we didn't have the Survivor Games as scheduled. But that's okay. But I'm going to head inside, and I'm going to turn down the volume because this is when it gets really loud. And I'm going to walk over here to theater number one, which is Minecraft Me. And now I wonder, Joe, what's going to be on the screen. I'm going to walk in now. And it's Lorax. Awesome. Joe, were you throwing snowballs at me?
Maybe.
Okay. and we got slimes everywhere, which I'm going to call green eggs bouncing everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. There you go. I love this show. Ah. just awesome. But, woo, love it. And I got to throw up some names here on the screen. Thanks, you guys, for paying attention and being understanding. We had a last-second scheduling snafu, a personal event happened. But thanks, you guys, for joining us on this recording. We usually do the show Sundays at 5 p.m., but don't forget, we'll be doing the Patreon games on Sunday, the 8th of March at 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's open to all, but we let the Patreons get in first there. So make sure you join us Sunday, March 8th at 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The time will be changing, so make sure you check if you live in Arizona or parts of Illinois or, you know, some other place. Make sure you just check your time zones. We're at UTC, I don't believe, doesn't change for daylight saving time. So it's going to be Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time for these Patreon games, and that's just awesome. But I got to say, Joe, that, man, even just going back to the Dr. Seuss stuff, I mean, it's amazing to me on the creativity of the members of our community. It's just so overwhelming.
It's really cool to see, all the different ideas that people came up with, the different ways to do Dr. Seuss, to really show something from Dr. Seuss. It's really pretty amazing. And yeah, awesome. I think they're all fantastic. And it is going to be a really hard vote.
I really don't know. I don't know what I'm picking. I really don't know. What, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah. It's, they're all really, really good. They're all. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, it's now time for that end of the show here, where we take your questions. It's the Minecraft Me messages, the Minecraft Me mailbag, a lot of M's there. But we're going to, not a lot of questions this week, but I did want to touch on this one that we got in from Dave, and he wrote in the show, said, "Hello, Chase. Hello, Joe. I finally got a PC and I've joined the server. Very exciting for me. I just introduced myself on the forums. I had great interactions with a few community folks already on the server. I'm still wanting to start a community world for those who want to play together via Xbox One, where the world size has been vastly improved. I believe I have your blessing, as you've discussed on the show. Do you mind if I start a thread on the forums on this topic? I don't want to overstep, but I'm thinking there are times some just might have a desire to play on a console too, and it would be fun to have a world on a console, and it would be much smaller than the PC. If I get any interest on the forums, we could work out a time schedule that would be available and gauge interest. Sound cool? Thanks for all you do." And that came in from Dave, which, by the way, Dave is the same guy, I don't know if you guys remember, but he suggested that we go to Dave and Buster's in Orlando for episode 100 and MineCon.
Dave and Buster's, no relation.
No relation. And he decided to move a week prior to us even showing up. So we appreciate that suggestion and then taking off. So you have my blessing, Dave. You definitely do.
Please.
So here's the deal. If you guys want to find out about the Xbox One server that Dave's going to be setting up for the community, and you want to know about the forums, all you got to do is go to the geekgamer.tv homepage and then click on forums right here at the top of the page. When you click on that, it will take you to the community forums. Now, to post, you do have to register, so it's very important you click that button there. But what you do, it will take you into the forums. As you see, we have boards for everything from talking about gaming, if you have questions. But not only that, we do have the Minecraft Me board here. You click on that, and as you could see, we have loads of topics. We talk about pixel art. We talk about fun and community and geocaching. Buckeye Carl is doing a geocaching series on the server, which is great. I love geocaching. As a matter of fact,
hold on. I'm trying to find it. I just had it. I wasn't prepared for this. I'm getting it. Oh, there it is. There it is. I'm getting it. And
I got it. That's right. I wasn't stalling. I have my my GPS right here. I know that cell phones have GPSs built into it, but I love this GPS.
There is something cool about using an actual GPS for that instead of some app on your cell phone.
Yeah.
I have a couple of GPS receivers. Yeah. Somewhere.
I love this one because it works great under tree cover, and obviously you're not connect. You don't need a cell reception.
There's no cell phone. Yeah. There's no cell network or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love it. This is one of my favorites. It's got great battery life, obviously. So anyway. We got a great forum, so please, you guys, if you haven't had a chance yet, check out the forums. We got some great discussions here, but we also love your questions, so make sure you send them in to the server, and that is MinecraftMe at geekgamer.tv. Please send in your questions. We love video questions, too, so if you have a video message for us, we'd love to have you have it. Send it in. You can send it in as an attachment or as a link on YouTube to an unlisted video or something like that. So that would be great. Now, don't forget, you guys, I'm going to say this one more time. We'll be doing our Survivor games or our Patreon games on Sunday, March 8th at 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So we hope to see you for that. Should be a lot of fun. If we get, I'm going to say this, if we get over 30 people, I'm going to say this right now on the show, so it's on the recording. If we get over 30 people, I'm going to give away a really cool prize that will be shipped via Amazon. That is Minecraft.
Sounds good to me.
That is Minecraft related. Isn't that cool?
Okay.
So anyway, I'm going to be very vague, but yeah, we got to get over 30 people in that game. So tell your friends, especially if they haven't even heard of our show before, please do that. As a reminder, you can find our show on iTunes. We're all over iTunes. We have a standard video feed. We have an HD feed. We also have an MP3 feed. We're on YouTube. We're on Daily Motion. We also have a Roku channel. So if you are on the Roku and you want to watch this show live as we record it, we have a high quality feed there as well. And you can watch all the previous episodes of Minecraft Me on your home theater if you have a Roku, and it works great. So we got a lot of great things happening and some awesome people in our community. And then we got Feed the Beast coming up, which is just so awesome. Mr. Joseph Falby, he keeps the server running. It's late. It's late for us anyway.
It's been a day. Yes.
Yeah, it's been a day indeed. But yeah, you can follow him on Twitter at Falby, F-A-L-B-E-Y, but he doesn't really tweet. But when he does, it happened in the past.
What?
You can follow me on Twitter at Nunes, N-U-N-E-S, and please follow the network on Twitter at Geek Gamer TV. You'll know when our shows go live, when we have last minute unfortunate scheduling events. But just want to say big thanks to you guys. A lot of you guys reached out to me the other day when we had to reschedule, and you guys are awesome. So I appreciate that warmth and that awesomeness that you guys truly deliver. And thank you so much for checking out Minecraft Me this week. And if you liked it, please hit thumbs up if you're watching it on YouTube. If you liked it, write a review on iTunes and tell a friend about the show. Word of mouth will help keep us going strong. So that's it. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. For Mr. Joseph Falby, I am Chase Nunes. Thank you for watching and downloading Minecraft Me. We'll see you guys again next week. Keep digging. Is, you know, we decided to stop by the theater after the show. You know, we know these guys here in the Dither's home theater. And look at that. We got FTB for in spirit of this Feed the Beast episode. Obviously this episode was a little different for us. A different style of doing it. And obviously we had a lot of Minecraft play, but we really wanted to dedicate it a lot of time to getting you guys started in Feed the Beast, because we know a lot of you will be following along with us. But it's one of those things that we cannot wait to continue and do more of. But this is a good way of getting it started. And look at all you guys hanging out with us on the show. Yeah! That's awesome. Very cool. Well, thanks again for joining us, you guys. And we will see you guys again next week. As I say, on the show. Keep digging! And I'll cut there.